Slava Isusu Christu. Today we have a few things just to consider. There is the D-Day anniversary when thousands of people were willing to give their life to preserve life and freedom for others. My friend, when he had his first daughter was born, he said, "I would do anything to save that child." He was so overwhelmed with emotion for his newborn baby. God is the same in the sense that He loves us and cares for us not only before we are born, but during and much longer afterwards. I always wondered why after 3 years of teaching His apostles, after the resurrection, He spends 40 more days with them, teaching them, instructing them, caring about them. This is God saying, "This is how much I care about you." And on the royal doors, we have the conception of Jesus when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Why do I say all this? Because there is a culture of death in the world. I don't know if you read this past week, but in the Netherlands, a 17-year-old girl was allowed, encouraged to commit suicide by the government. Imagine that, how God Himself spends so much time and energy convincing us, encouraging us to be good to one another, to live, to grow, to be happy, to raise children, to preserve life in every way possible. And now we have in this world some government and people who look at death as a solution to a problem. Let's kill it. Let's not solve it. Imagine how horrible this idea is if it continues. If you go to a hospital and you say you're sick, they go, "Well, we have to kill you. We're not going to waste time healing you." I don't want to talk anymore about it because it's so depressing and so sad. But to remind us that the church teaches us by symbol and by word, how important life is. And that no matter how far down you fall, you can always get up and try again, and God will help you. He spent 30 years with Mary and Joseph. He spent 3 years teaching His apostles. And after He rose from the dead, He spent 40 more days. And then He said, "And I will not leave you orphans." In 10 more days, 50 days after Easter on Pentecost, I will send you the Holy Spirit that will guide you how to live and live well. So every time you talk to someone, every time you go somewhere, carefully pay attention. Are they talking about preserving life, about solving problems, about healing people? Or do they want to destroy? Anyone who destroys is not from God. Whoever loves life, preserves it, tries to save it and heal it, has the Spirit of God in them. Slava Isusu Christu.